रंजना यशोदानंदन व्रजन रंजना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजना यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी हरे कृष्ण वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 12 यत्तेजसात भगवान् युधि सौलपानी विस्मापिता स गिरिजोऽस्त्रम् अदान्निजम् मे अन्येऽपि चाहम् अमुनैव कलेवरेण प्राप्तो महेंद्र भवने महदासनार्धम् यत्तेजसात भगवन् भगवान् युधिशूलपाणिर् विस्मापिता स गिरिजोस्त्रमदान्निजं मे अन्येऽपि चाहम् अमुनेव कलेवरेण प्राप्तो महेन्द्र भवने महदासनार्धम् यत्तेजसात भगवान् युधिशूलपाणिर् विस्मापिता स गिरिजोस्त्रमदान्निजं मे अन्येऽपि चाहम् अमुनैव कलेवरेण प्राप्तो महेन्द्र भवने महदासनार्धम् यत्तेजसात भगवान् युधिशूलपाणिर् विस्मापिता स गिरिजो अन्येऽपि चाहम् अमुनेव कलेवरेण प्राप्तो महेन्द्र भवने महतासनार्धम् यत्तेजसात भगवान् युधिशूलपाणे विस्मापिता स गिरिजोस्त्रमदान्निजं मे अन्येऽपि चाहमनुम्नैव कलेवरेण प्राप्तो महेन्द्र भवने महदासनाद माताजी यत्तेजसात भगवान् युधिशूलपाणिर् यत्तेजसात भगवान् युधिशूलपाणिर् विस्मापिता स गिरिजोस्त्रमदान्निजं मे अन्येऽपि चाहम् अमुनेव कलेवरेण प्राप्तो महेंद्र भवने महदासनार्धम् वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन यत बाय हूज तेजसा बाय इन्फ्लुएंस अथा एट वन टाइम भगवान द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड लॉर्ड शिवा युधि इन द बैटल शूल पाणी वन हु हैज अ ट्राइडेंट इन हिज हैंड विस्मापितः एस्टॉनिश्ड Sagirijaha, along with the daughter of the Himalaya mountains. Astram, weapon. Adat, awarded. Nijam, of his own. Me, me, unto me. Anye api, so also others. Cha, and. Aham, myself. Amuna, by this. Eva, definitely. Kalevarena, by the body. Praptah, obtained. Maha Indra Bhavane, in the house of Indradev. Mahat, great. Asana Ardham, half elevated seat. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. It was by His influence only that in a fight I was able to astonish the personality of God, Lord Shiva, and His wife, the daughter of the Mount Himalaya. Thus He, Lord Shiva, became pleased with me and awarded me His weapon. Other demigods also delivered their respective weapons to me. And in addition, I was able to reach the heavenly planets in this present body and was allowed a half-elevated seat. Purport. By the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, all the demigods, including Lord Shiva, were pleased with Arjuna. The idea is that one who is favored by Lord Shiva or any other demigod may not necessarily be favored by the Supreme Lord Krishna. Ravana was certainly a great devotee of Lord Shiva, but he could not be saved from the wrath of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra. And there are many instances like this in the histories of the Puranas. But here is an instance where we can see that Lord Shiva became pleased even in the fight with Arjuna. The devotees of the Supreme Lord know how to respect the demigods. But the devotees of the demigods sometimes foolishly think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is no greater than the demigods. By such a conception, one becomes an offender and ultimately meets with the same end as Ravana and others. The instances described by Arjuna during his friendly dealings with Lord Shri Krishna are instructive for all who may be convinced by the lessons that one can achieve all favors simply by pleasing the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Whereas the devotees or worshippers of the demigods may achieve only partial benefits, which are also perishable, just as the demigods themselves are. Another significance of the present verse is that Arjuna, by the grace of Lord Krishna, was able to reach the heavenly planet even with the self-same body and was honored by the heavenly demigod Indradev, being seated with him half-elevated. One can reach the heavenly planets by the pious acts recommended in the Shastra in the category of fruitive activities. And as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 9.21, when the reactions of such pious acts are spent, the enjoyer is again degraded to this earthly planet. The moon is also on the level with the heavenly planets. And only persons who have performed virtues only, performing sacrifices, giving charity and undergoing severe austerities, can be allowed to enter into the heavenly planets after the duration of life of the body. Arjuna was allowed to enter into the heavenly planets in the self-same body simply by the grace of the Lord. Otherwise, it is not possible to do so. The present attempts to enter into the heavenly planets by the modern scientists will certainly prove futile because such scientists are not on the level of Arjuna. They are ordinary human beings without any assets of sacrifice, charity or austerity. The material body is influenced by the three modes of material nature, namely goodness, passion and ignorance. The present population is more or less influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance, and the symptoms for such influence are exhibited in their becoming very lusty and greedy. Such degraded fellows can hardly approach the higher planetary system. Above the heavenly planets, there are many other planets also, which only those who are influenced by goodness can reach. In heavenly and other planets within the universe, the inhabitants are highly intelligent, many more times than the human beings, and they are all pious in the higher and highest mode of goodness. They are all devotees of the Lord, and although their goodness is not unadulterated, still they are known as demigods, possessing the maximum amount of good qualities possible within the material world. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna So, I first beg for the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, all my God brothers, all the wonderful devotees who are listening online as well. I beg for your blessings. And we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, Verse 12. It was by his influence only that in a fight I was able to astonish the personality of God, Lord Shiva, and his wife, the daughter of Mount Himalaya. Thus he, Lord Shiva, became pleased with me and awarded me with his weapon, with his own weapon. Other demigods also delivered their respective weapons to me. And in addition, I was able to reach the heavenly planets in this present body and was allowed a half-elevated seat. Hare Krishna. So, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, this chapter is actually entitled, The Pandavas Retire Timely. And, you know, the background is that Arjuna, who had gone to Dwarka, 36 years have passed, you know, since the Mahabharata war. And Lord Krishna is, you know, he is in Dwarka, the Pandavas are here in their, you know, Hastinapur. But Arjuna, because he knows that, you know, Krishna, he's going to leave now soon because, you know, Gandhari has cursed. So he knows that he's going to leave. So he goes to stay there and he doesn't come back for a very long time. For almost 6-7 months he doesn't come back. And in the meantime, Yudhishthira sees many bad omens, many ill omens, which indicate to him that looks like, you know, something has happened. Lord Krishna has probably left because such inauspicious things would not happen if the Lord was there. So when Arjuna comes, Arjuna, when he meets Arjuna, he sees Arjuna is completely looking devastated, looking completely morose. And he asks him in various ways in the previous chapter. You know, in many ways he asks him that what happened? Did this happen? Did that happen? So many things. He doesn't come to the point. Even Yudhishthir knows that it is probably because Lord Krishna has left. Therefore, he's looking so morose and devastated. But Yudhishthir also, sometimes we're afraid to ask the question, you know. When we know the answer, we're afraid to ask the question. You know, ki kya pata yehi bol rahe. And he asks, and then Arjuna is answering, you know, and then finally Anjuna tells Yudhishthir that yes, that person who, you know, who was our life and soul, he has left us. And this chapter, very beautifully, Arjuna is explaining, you know, he's acknowledging in these previous verses, first the 10, 11 verses that have happened till now, Arjuna is acknowledging that whatever wonderful things happened in our life till now, whatever nice things happened in our life till now, wherever, you know, I was able to show some wonderful power, my brother Bhima was able to show some wonderful power, Arjuna is very grateful. He's very grateful and he's acknowledging that definitely this is the invisible hand of Krishna. You know, at each stage of my life, which was the cause for whatever amazing things happened in our life. So in the previous verses, he mentions various things. He mentions the Draupadi Swayamvar. You know, Draupadi Swayamvar, in that Swayamvar, for example, there were many people, many great archers and many great warriors were there. But somehow it happened that, and Krishna was also there. Krishna was also watching. And somehow it happened, none of them were successful. Karna was going to come and he would have been successful. But Krishna indicated to Draupadi. Draupadi said, no. He is not born Kshatriya. I don't want. Sorry. So then he goes and sits down. And then Arjuna comes in disguise and he wins. Then he mentions the pastime of the Khandav, burning of Khandav forest, where actually Indra was protecting this Maya Danav, I think. And, you know, but that forest has to be burned because Agnidev has requested Krishna and Arjuna that I have had too much ghee. Too much sacrifices have been done and I had too much ghee. I am feeling sick. I need to burn something. So he says, take this Khandav forest. So then he burns the Khandav forest and then there is a fight with Indra and Arjuna wins. And, you know, like this, he is remembering different pastimes. Like the killing of Jarasandh. Now, Jarasandh was so powerful that he had imprisoned hundreds of kings. You know, like Narakasura imprisoned princesses. Jarasandh imprisoned kings. So you can imagine how powerful he was, right? Just imprisoned them and he was planning to sacrifice them to Mahabhairav. Because by that sacrifice, he'll become even more powerful. That is what was his understanding. So then Krishna, you know, along with Arjuna and Bhim went there to, you know, challenge Jarasandh. And in that battle, again, Jarasandh was killed by Bhima. So again, Arjuna is acknowledging with gratitude that it is only by Krishna's grace. The killing of all these Kurus in the battle of Kurukshetra, this killing also, he is acknowledging that this could not have happened. If we carefully read the Mahabharata, okay, the war, especially the war section, we read that section, we will realize how many times Krishna has intervened. You know, when things are going south, when things are going bad in the battle, every time somehow Krishna says something, does something, due to which the battle again comes back, you know, on track. So, he's acknowledging that. And in yesterday's verse, he speaks about, you know, this beautiful pastime where Durvasa Muni was sent by Duryodhan. See, Duryodhan was such an envious soul. He was not satisfied that the Pandavas are in the forest for 13 years and they will be suffering there. And what Usme said, 12 years are in the forest and 1 year is Agyatvas. And in that time we can catch them also. He's not satisfied. He actually gets ready to, he tells Karna and Shakuni and all these people, ki mujhe chain nahi baith raha hai. You know, because they will come back after 12, 13 years and then they will fight. They will ask for, let's kill them now only. So Karna also says yes. And they actually take a small, battle ke liye, a small group of soldiers they take and they're about to leave. And Vyasdev comes at that point. Vyasdev comes to know. And Vyasdev comes there and he stops Duryodhan. He says, kya, kahan ja rahe ho? Where are you going? Please go back, you know. So out of fear of Vyasdev, not out of respect. Out of sheer fear of Vyasdev, he knows who is Vyasdev. He is literally incarnation of the Lord. So, and he's also in their lineage, he's also grandfather, great grandfather. So, out of fear, he goes back. And then after that, what happens is, you know, this, at one point, Vyasdev, you know, he, yeah, so, Duryodhan is so envious that he says that somehow I must destroy this, you know, these Pandavas, let them get cursed. So when Durvas Muni comes to Hastinapur, he gives him very great hospitality, serves him like anything. Wonderful service he gives him. And after that service, Durvas Muni is very pleased. So Durvas Muni is incarnation of Lord Shiva, so he's very easily pleased and very easily angered also. So he's very pleased. He says, very good. I'd like to give you a benediction, some boon I want to give you. He says, I don't want any boon. My only request is, you go to, you know, the forest where my brothers are living there, and you go and go after Draupadi and Yudhishthira have eaten, then you go there and, you know, go with your disciples, go and meet them for prasad. So Durvas Muni says, okay, he goes, and he goes, and then after he goes there, you know, the pastime is very beautiful, I'll not go into details. But again, you know, Draupadi is in great anxiety, because after she has eaten from that, you know, that vessel which has been given, Akshay Patra, which has been given by Lord Suridev, after she finishes eating, it cannot produce any more food. But till she is not eaten, any amount of food unlimitedly will keep producing. So, he comes after, so she's so worried. And she again, when the devotees are in great anxiety and they don't know what to do, they take shelter of Krishna. So she immediately starts praying, Lord Krishna, please somehow save us. And Krishna manifests. Imagine, out of nowhere, in the middle of jungle, he just turns up there and he says, Are, Draupadi, she comes there and he says that, you know, I'm a little hungry. Kuch milega kya khane ko? She's like, already ye 10,000 disciples ke saath ye Durvas Muni aaye hain. I'm not able to serve them. And now you have also come, my Lord, and you're also hungry. I can't serve you. She's feeling more morose about that I can't serve you also. Because, okay, Akshay Patra is finished. So then Krishna says, vessel leka kuch to rahega. He finds one small grain and he takes that grain. And when he eats that, then all, you know, Durvasa and his 10,000 disciples who are going to take bath, they bell, you know, burp very loudly. Loudly they belch. It's like, damn heavy. It's like, bahut kuch khaya. You know, and then Krishna says, Bhima, jaake jana unko leke ao, please, just jao. So Bhima goes with his gada, that my brother has, you know, organized prasad. And then like that, you know, they say, they run away from there, because, you know, they don't want to displease Yudhishthira. Maybe Yudhishthira has made so many different vyanjan for us, and we don't turn up, both kharab hoega. So they run away. So Arjuna is remembering that so many ways Krishna, you know, he saved me. And he's being very grateful about it. You know, a few days back, our Braj Bihari Prabhu, you know, this whole theme, lot of the verses in this section of the chapter, they show the gratitude that Arjuna is showing. Gratitude and also this feeling that, you know, we are nothing. You know, we feel that ahankar vimud atma karta ham iti manyate. Vimud atma, one of them is foolish. We feel I am the doer. Mai ni kiya. Malum hai kya, kisne kiya, maine kiya. You know, we become very proud, we are very foolish. But Arjuna is very, very candidly, he's acknowledging that everything was done by the Lord. He's understanding that. And Braj Bihari Prabhu made a very amazing point. He said that this gratitude that Arjuna is showing, he's right, at what point he's showing? He's showing when everything is taken away from him. He's there, you know, at that point. So he says this point that if we are not grateful for what Krishna has given us, what has Krishna given us? Everything. Aisa koi cheez hai jo aap bol sakte ye Bhagwan ne nahi diya, ye mera khud ka hai. Everything God has given us. Even the skills, the intelligence, the ability with which we earn money, with which we buy things, we do things, all of that is given by the Lord. So, you know, he is saying that if we are not grateful for what Krishna has given us, then how will we be grateful when he takes away? And he will take away. There will come a point in your life when slowly, slowly, your looks will go away, your hair will go away, your body's ability to walk will go away, your teeth will go away, your hearing will go away, your sight will go, everything is going to go away, and ultimately sharir is also going to go away. So when we are getting so much, we are not grateful. When it is taken away, how will we be grateful? It's a very powerful point he had made. So we should also learn, like Arjuna, to see the hand of Krishna, the invisible hand of Krishna in everything that is happening to us in our life. If it is a good thing, we should see Krishna's hand. Krishna, thank you. I didn't deserve this. I have not done anything to earn this. But my Lord, you gave me this. Thank you so much. We see the hand of Krishna. And when something negative happens, when something unfavorable, something that causes misery happens, that time also, we should see the hand of Krishna there also. We should see the hand of Krishna there also when something negative happens. Why? We see that, my Lord, I am so sinful. I am such a horrible person. But still, my Lord, you have been so kind to me. You gave me, but you gave me so little. I deserve much worse. I deserve much more suffering than you have given me, my Lord. You are so kind. You are so merciful. So seeing the hand of Krishna in everything, that is what Arjuna is seeing. And in this today's verse, you know, he is specifically speaking about this pastime. This is when they were in the forest, right? They have gone to the forest. And after this incident happened of Duryodhan, you know, coming with a small army to kill them in the forest, ambush them and kill them in the forest. So Vyasadeva, after telling Duryodhan, he goes to meet Yudhishthir. He goes to meet Yudhishthir. And in the forest, good big discussion is going on, where Yudhishthir and all the Pandavas, they're having a discussion. Draupadi is speaking, Bhima is speaking. Draupadi is telling, Yudhishthir, that what is this, you know, that happened to us? How is it possible that, you know, you are such a virtuous person? You have never given up virtue for anything. In any situation, you have never given up virtue. But still we are suffering. That Duryodhan over there must be enjoying. He must be laughing at us. Or hum log bevkoof ho jaise idhar forest mein we are suffering like fools. So she makes that statement. And Yudhishthir very beautifully, you know, he counters by saying that no, it is not like that. He says that this is the influence of time. It is the will of the Lord that we have to suffer now. So just because somebody else acted unvirtuously, that doesn't mean we should act unvirtuously and go and we have promised. He said, I have promised that I will not come back for 13 years. So now I'm not going to go back and reclaim the kingdom. For 13 years I will wait. You know? Then Bhima says that, what is the use of us being there? Hum log itne powerful hai. Hum log jaake ladenge na. We'll fight. Then Arjuna, Yudhishthir tells him also that, yeah, I understand your desire, you know, burning desire to fight, to kill Dushasan, to kill Duryodhan, I understand. He's saying, but you also understand that aisa to nahi hai ki those people over there, he says that on their side they have Dronacharya, they have Bhishma, they have Kripa, they have Karna, they have Shalva, all these people, Shalya, all these people are Maharathis. If we go and fight, they are obliged to fight on behalf of Duryodhan. We will have to fight with these people now. And we will be in the wrong at this time. Ye time ko agar hum log jaake gaye, because we have promised we will wait for 12 years, 13 years. If we go and fight now, we will be in the wrong. So how can we go now? So Bhima is also scratching his head. Barabar hai. So this discussion is going on. At that time, you know, Vyasadeva appears there. And Vyasadeva tells them, you know, he speaks to Yudhishthir and he tells them that don't worry, it's all right. You know, this is Lord's arrangement. And then he actually takes Yudhishthir aside. And he says that, see, it is very, very unlikely that Duryodhan is going to give you back your kingdom after 13 years. Very unlikely. So he said that in order to fight people like Bhishma, Drona, who have celestial, they've been trained by Parashuram. Supreme Lord has trained Bhishma and Drona. So, wala wo kuch kacche khiladi to nahi hai. You know, your Arjuna is your best hope. And Arjuna has to also be trained by celestials. He has to get the celestial weapons. Then he can fight with these people. Otherwise, there is no possibility. So then he gives him a mantra called Pratismriti Mantra. Pratismriti Mantra. He gives him this mantra. He says, you give this mantra to Arjun. He says, with this mantra, one can very quickly cross long distances. They're staying in a forest somewhere south of Hastinapur, right? So very quickly they can cross this long distances, and they can, you know, he says that he can go to the Himalayas, and the Himalayas, he can go there and he can propitiate the devatas. He can, you know, take blessings from devatas and take their weapons. So Yudhishthir says, all right. So he gives him this Pratismriti Mantra and he goes. Vyasadeva goes. Now after he leaves, Yudhishthir doesn't immediately give the mantra to Arjun. Why he doesn't give? Because there is so much love. See, he knows that the moment I give this mantra to Arjun, immediately he will leave for the Himalayas. Turant. Wo ek minute bhi rukega nahi. Right? So Yudhishthir has so much love for Arjun that he says that, no, you know, a few more days I'll wait. And then after that, he calls Arjun. And he tells him that this is what Vyasadeva has said. He's given this Pratismriti Mantra. And I'll give you this mantra. And after this mantra, you go to the Himalayas and you do austerities over there, get the blessings of Lord Shiva and all the, the heavenly weapons you get. So Arjuna takes bath, and he's initiated by Yudhishthir on this Pratismriti mantra. And immediately he gets ready to leave. When he's leaving, you know, all the Pandavas are in great, because there's so much love, you know. This is something that devotees should also aspire for. You know, as Vaishnavas, as a community of Vaishnavas, many of us come here, come together on every Sunday. You know, there are the regulars, right, who come every Sunday for Bhagavatam. You can always know who are the people who are there every Sunday. So, you know, we are a small community. This community should be like this, tightly knit. Like what Yudhishthir and all the Pandavas are there. There's so much love between, even if there's disagreement, right? Like we said, there was a disagreement between Draupadi expressed. She's not that, no, I'll not say Yudhishthir ko main kaise bolun. Usne express kiya. And Yudhishthir ne usko bola, hey, chup. Main jo bolta, tu sun chupchap. He logically explained to her why what she's saying is not correct. Bhima also expressed his disagreement. Logically explained to him why what he's saying is not correct. Right? So, there is disagreement. But that doesn't affect the relationship. There's so much love between them. So that love was so thick. That is the love that we have to aspire for, you know, amongst each other. Unity, love. That always, you know, focused on serving Krishna. So that kind of relationship should be there. So they all came to meet Arjuna, and when they're meeting him, you know, Draupadi speaks to him. You know, everyone speaks to him, and then Draupadi, it's mentioned in Mahabharata. Draupadi speaks to him and says that, oh hero, you are going for this wonderful quest now. I pray that you are successful. Let whatever aspirations you have, let them be fulfilled. And she says that, I pray that we are never born as Kshatriyas again. She says that, I pray that none of us are ever born as Kshatriyas again. This ghastly, you know, situation that Kshatriyas go through, I don't want that any of us go through again. So go, hero, be successful. So then Arjuna leaves, and very quickly he reaches the Mandara mountain somewhere in the middle of the Himalayas. Very beautiful description is given of the Mandara mountains. You know, blue, it's like a plateau. You know, jaisa apna Sahyadri ka plateau hai na idhar, tabletop. Jaisa. Nice, beautiful plateau, bluish mountain, with very nice, lots of cuckoos, peacocks, and everyone, you know, a lot of birds singing, beautiful environment. So he reaches there, and he reaches a particular spot and decides, ki chalo, I'll do my austerity here. So as he's just sitting down, he hears a voice, stop, halt, right? So he looks and he sees Kone, and he sees one Brahmana sitting there, you know. So Arjuna has come with his Gandiva and his quiver and everything, you know, because so when he goes there, that Brahmana tells him, stop. Brahmana tells him, he says, this is the abode of peaceful Brahmanas. This place is the abode of very peaceful Brahmanas. We all sit here and we do nice austerities. Very nice, you know, peacefully we do our tapasya over here. So, aap ye sab Gandhi and ye sab leke aaye ho. He says that for you to come here also, obviously you're not an ordinary person. He tells Arjun, Obviously, you're not an ordinary person, otherwise you could not have even come here. Ye jagah normal humans ke liye hai hi nahi. Okay? You couldn't have come here. But then, after you have come here, now that you have come here, he says that abhi ye tapasya ka jagah hai, aapka weapons sab chhod do, aur yahan baith ke aaram se tapasya karo. So then, Arjuna says, no, O Brahmana, thank you for your blessings upon me, but I cannot give up my weapons. He says, why? He says, I cannot give up my weapons because, he says, I need these weapons to serve my brother, Yudhishthir. My brother Yudhishthir has been wrongfully, his kingdom has been taken away from him. So if I give up my weapons, then how will I serve my brother? So he's not that, I am Kshatriya, mera weapons hai. No. Is that I can't do my service. My service to my brother is to help him. So if I don't have weapons, how will I serve him? So he says, sorry. So that Brahmana immediately replies that, oh Arjuna, I am very pleased with your attachment to your duty. You're not giving up your duty, you're very attached to your duty. And he says that I am Shakra. ऐसा ही कुछ बैकग्राउंड म्यूजिक था वहां पे वेर अर्जुना वाज यू नो ब्यूटिफुल इन द मंदार माउंटेन नाइस म्यूजिक गोइंग ऑन लाइक दिस सो ही सेज आई एम शक्रा शक्रा इज इंद्रा ही सेज आई एम इंद्रा एंड आई एम प्लीज्ड विद योर डेडिकेशन टू ड्यूटी प्लीज आस्क फॉर अ बून एंड अर्जुना इज एक्सटैटिक राइट वाई इज ही एक्सटैटिक फॉर सो मेनी रीजन्स फर्स्ट मतलब उसने प्रॉपरली ऑस्टेरिटी शुरू भी नहीं किया And already the person, he has gone there to propitiate the devatas. And devatao ke, you know, the king of the devata, Indra has already come. That is one reason. Second, Indra is Arjuna's father. He's his father. So, he's ecstatic. He's so happy. He says, my lord, I am so grateful. Immediately you have given me your darshan. He says, you please, you know, if you want to give me a boon, please give me your weapons. You know, I have come here to get these weapons so that I can then go back and, you know, help my brother in the war. So, Indra says that, why you want weapons? I can allow you to live in the heavenly planets. You can live in the heavenly planets. Weapons leke kya karoge? Arjuna says, no. He says, unko heavenly planets mein rehne ka koi shauk nahi hai. I want the weapons so that I can I will serve my brother with that. So Indra is again very pleased. Indra tells him that first you be here, you do austerities, you do tapasya, and you pray to Lord Shiva. And after you meet Lord Shiva, then, I will give you all my weapons. Okay. So this is also a pastime, right? Whenever there's a pastime involving the Supreme Lord or his expansions, the other members of the mandali, the drama mandali, other members of the drama mandali are playing supporting cast. So here, the pastime is that Lord Shiva is going to meet Arjuna or Arjuna is going to meet Lord Shiva, right? And for that, Indra plays the facilitating role. He says, "Pehle aap Shivji se milo, fir main aapko weapons deta hoon. Main to weapons leke nikal jata tha, na? He would have got the weapons, he would leave." So he says, "Okay." So then Arjuna starts meditating, and the description that is given in the Mahabharata of how Arjuna meditates, okay, that is also something. It is said that he takes a bath. There's a nearby river. In that river, beautiful river, he goes, he takes a bath, and he starts his meditation. And it is said in the first month of his meditation, very similar to Dhruva Maharaj, So Dhruva Maharaj ka kis tarah se he did austerity. The same kind of way Arjuna also did tremendous austerity. Okay. During the first month of his meditation, Arjuna only ate fruit on every third day. Right? 3 dinon mein ek bar he would eat some fruits. सो यू कैन इमेजिन दैट यू नो हम लोग को एकादशी को फ्रूट्स खाने को बोला, पूरा दिन खाली फ्रूट्स का और कुछ नहीं, वो भी हमको डिफिकल्ट पड़ता है। एंड वो एक एकादशी हो गया तो बस हो गया, अभी कहाँ फास्ट ब्रेक करना है बताओ, चलो फटाफट, राइट, वी आर इमीडिएटली सब रेडी रहता है खाना कि मतलब फास्ट ब्रेक करने का, राइट, वी आर सो फोकस्ड ऑन ईटिंग आवर अन्ना। हियर अर्जुना एट फ्रूट ऑन एवरी थर्ड डे ड्यूरिंग द सेकेंड मंथ, आफ्टर वन मंथ वॉज ओवर, ही इज वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड शिवा एंड इन द सेकेंड मंथ ही एट फ्रूट, ही एट फ्रूट In the second month, he ate fruit only every 6 days. 6 दिनों में एक बार he was eating fruits. During the third month, he ate fruits only once in a fortnight. 15 दिन में एक बार, मतलब महीने में दो बार बस he was eating. And during the fourth month, he stopped eating. Very similar to Dhruva Maharaj. He was living only on air. Okay? Standing, you know, with his, on the tips of his toes, with his arms upraised like this, you know, chanting the names of Lord Shiva. And very deeply engaged in his meditation. And only thing he used to do, he used to bathe 3 times a day. And he kept his mind and senses under perfect control. Only surviving on air. ये भी एक अमेजिंग थिंग है, यू नो दिस योगीज हाउ दे डू इट। इवन नाउ देर आर अ फ्यू योगीज हु आर लाइक दैट, हु यू डोंट सी देम, यू कांट कैच देम ईटिंग, ये खा रहा है देखो, वेरी लेस, हार्डली एनी ईटिंग, हार्डली स्लीपिंग, नथिंग, दे आर जस्ट डूइंग देयर तपस्या डे इन एंड डे आउट एंड दे आर सर्वाइविंग। यू नो देर इज दिस स्टोरी वेर देर वॉज अ पर्सन हु वॉज हैविंग अजगर वृत्ति, जस्ट लाइंग डाउन ऑन द फ्लोर, you know, just lying on the floor with his mouth open, and if something falls into the mouth he will eat, if nothing falls he will go hungry, but he was quite well built. He was quite, you know, as a fatty despite having this kind of vritti. So the Lord maintains everybody. First of all, you have to understand Lord maintains. If someone is so focused on worshipping and pleasing the Lord and serving the Lord, then the Lord maintains. So like this he was doing very very heavy austerity, and as a result of his austerities, Arjuna's body started glowing like the sun. You know, it started to glow like the sun, and the celestial rishis, they went and approached Lord Shiva. They went and approached Lord Shiva, and they said that, "Hey, Bholenath, Lord Shiva, this Arjuna, he is doing such austerity. The earth is getting dried up by his austerity. People are starting to, you know." choke with the heat created by his austerity. So, aap please kuch jara jaake dekho kya karna hai. And Shiva says, "No, don't worry. I'll go today and I will meet him." So, Shiva goes. Lord Shiva goes, and he comes in the form of a hunter. He comes in the form of a very huge hunter. He comes in the form of a hunter along with his wife Uma, mother Parvati. She also comes. And both of them are dressed as hunter and hunter woman, you know, hunter man and hunter woman. And all the hobgoblins and all the bhuta, preta, all these people who are along with Lord Shiva, they also come as the associates. So the men come as men, the women come as, you know, dressed as beautiful women. They're all along with this, like a toli, you know, of this hunter. They all come to that spot. So as Lord Shiva reaches that spot where Arjuna is performing his austerity, he sees that one demon is taken the form of a boar, you know, shukar, big boar, and is running towards Arjuna to attack him. Okay, so when when Lord Shiva sees this, he takes his bow and arrow and he is going to shoot, you know, the arrow to the boar. At that time, Arjuna also opens his eyes and sees a boar coming to him from a distance. And he says that, "See, I have not done anything to you, but you are coming to attack me, so I am sorry, I will have to kill you." And he also lifts his Gandiva to kill the boar. At that time, you know, Shiva in the form of the hunter tells him, "Hey, you don't kill, I will kill. I have seen him first." And Arjuna says, "No, I have seen him first." And Both of them shoot the arrow. Both the people's arrow hit the boar at the same time. And that boar, because he's a demon, his body is made up of almost like patthar jaisa. A large sound comes. And then that boar dies. And he takes his form of a demon again. And then, you know, Arjuna tells the hunter that, Are, tumko hunting ka rules malum nahi hai? How dare you? You know, I was shooting the arrow. You know, I was shooting. I saw this this boar first, this demon first. I was shooting the arrow. How could you shoot your arrow at the same time? So, you know, I killed him and you shot another arrow after I killed him. So, the hunter says, you have not shot him. I have killed him. Tumhara arrow second aake laga and I saw him first. And then the big argument breaks out. No, you know, I shot him first. So then Arjuna says, Savdhan, you have broken the rules of, you know, hunting. So now I will kill you. I will fight with you. Hunter says, okay, done. Fight with me. You know, and the hunter and Arjuna, they start fighting. So this fight is also given, you know, a great description is given that Arjuna starts shooting all kinds of arrows from his Gandiva bow at this hunter. And the hunter is a big, tall person with a golden, his body is almost like golden jaisa lagta, you know, very effulgent and big person. And over there, you know, all the Uma and all the other associates of Lord Shiva, all of them are standing there and watching the show, right? And Arjuna shoots these arrows and every arrow comes and hits this hunter. But hunter doesn't flinch. Usko matlab kuch farak hi nahi padta. He's like very comfortable. Aram se baitha hai. You know, he's smiling. And then he's shooting arrows. And Arjuna is countering those arrows. And this is going on. And Arjuna slowly... Pehle unhe kya lagta hai? Arjun ko lagta hai ki koi mamuli hunter hai. You know, aisa usko nipta dunga. But he is not able to. Now he starts shooting more powerful arrows. But he sees the hunter is not affected. Oh, he's not even moving. Matlab, oh, aisa, it strikes his body, but he's not even able to shake him. You know, and therefore, he's bewildered a little bit, Arjun. And he congratulates. He says, well done, fantastic, you know. Mere arrows ko tum seh pa rahe ho, this is great, you know. He's quite amazed. And then he starts shooting, you know, he starts suspecting. Maybe he's a yaksha or a gandharva. Because ordinarily, aise arrows ko koi Gandiv ka jo arrow itna force se nikalta hai, ki not everyone can bear it. Maybe he's some yaksha or somebody. So let me kill him. He starts using celestial weapons. He starts using, you know, some mantra wala weapons he starts using. And as he's shooting those weapons also, this person is not affected at all. The hunter is just looking at him and smiling. And Arjuna is like, ye kya ho raha hai? What is happening over here? So, and his quiver, jo unka quiver rehta hai Arjun ka, that quiver is inexhaustible. Meaning, usme se arrows kabhi khatam hi nahi hote. So suddenly he realizes, he puts his hand and there's no arrows coming out. The quiver has exhausted. So he gets bewildered. So he takes the Gandiva and he runs towards the hunter. And he tries to use the Gandiva like a club. And he tries to beat the hunter with the Gandiva. And when he beats him with the Gandiva, the hunter just grabs the Gandiva and it vanishes into his body. Now Arjuna is completely bewildered. Kya ho raha hai? What is going on, right? So then he takes his sword and with his sword he hits the hunter on his head. The sword breaks into various pieces. Now it's getting more and more different. Now Arjun starts becoming fearful. He becomes fearful that who is this person? Itna powerful kaun ho sakta hai? Right? That this is not making sense. He picks up rocks and boulders. He starts throwing them at the thing. He picks up trees and he starts hitting, you know, with trees and nothing has happened. And finally, you know, and at the same time, you know, the hunter is also fighting very effortlessly, but shanti se he is fighting with Arjuna, you know, defeating. He's picked up trees, then hunter also picks up trees. Arjuna picked up rocks and boulders, he also picks up and they are fighting. At one point, all the trees in that area, you know, sab saaf ho gaya wahan pe, cleaning ho gaya. Deforestation ho gaya wahan pe. So then at that time, Arjuna and Shiva, Arjuna goes and starts beating that hunter with his bare hands. You know? And Shiva also is beating, the hunter is also beating him. So after some time what happens is, literally they are like, wrestling, kusti chal raha hai unka. And Arjuna is getting really tired because he is not able to fight. And at one point, Shiva, that hunter is holding him, he just releases him like this. And Arjuna goes several steps back and he falls down almost unconscious. And he is not able to imagine, what is going on over here, right? He's completely bewildered. And at that time, he thinks that, mujhe to lagta nahi ye koi aur ho sakta, this can only be Lord Shiva. So he goes to a distance and quickly from the sand there, he makes a small Shivlinga. And that Shivlinga, he takes some flowers and he starts offering those flowers on the Shivlinga. And when he is offering the flowers on top of the Shivlinga, he sees the same flowers falling on the head of that hunter. And then he says, yes, mera jo shakta ho, dur ho gaya. He goes and pulls just full dandavat pranam in front of that hunter and says, my lord, I am such a fool. I am so foolish that, I was fighting with you. I made a great mistake. Please forgive me. So the hunter is very pleased. He is very pleased with your fighting, with Arjuna's fighting. He says, oh Falguni, today you have satisfied me. Now this is the verse that Arjuna is referring to. This is what he is saying, that even though I was fighting with Lord Shiva, still he was satisfied. I mean, for Lord Shiva, who is Arjuna? Arjuna is ordinary human being. Usko aisa koi machhar ko aisa crush karta hai. He could have crushed him. But he is playing along. Chalo, lad raha hai, chalo, hum bhi ladte hai, majhe karte hai. Let's have some fun. So Lord Shiva, he said, I am very pleased with you. You have satisfied me. He says, there is no warrior equal to you in courage or patience. So aapke jaisa is world mein koi warrior nahi hai. So this is very interesting, this warrior and courage and patience that Lord Shiva is saying. Today, the warriors that we see, what are our warriors today? Our warriors, I'm not saying Indians, we don't get into battles. But the battles that are happening elsewhere in the world, all the fighting is happening using, guns and cannons and, missiles and, like, genuine fighting to hota hi nahi hai. Aisa nahi ki battlefield mein aaye and, ek dusre ke saath, they're all shooting each other, weapons. Where is the courage? Sending a drone and wo drone mein bombs dal ke mara. Matlab, remote control from 5,000 miles away. You remote control, send a drone and kill somebody. Where is the courage? When nobody can see also what is happening, someone sends a drone to kill. Where is the courage? And where is the patience? Everyone wants to do immediate. Fatafat khatam karo. Like that. Whereas a person like Arjuna, he is not looking. He will do his duty. As a warrior, as a fighter also, he will do his duty. He'll keep trying. Like with this hunter, though he was being defeated, he didn't give up. He kept trying. So this is a Kshatriya who doesn't give up the fight, continues, doesn't run away from the fight, right? So like that, he is appreciating. He says, oh best of the Bharata race, your strength is practically equal to mine. He's appreciating that you are really powerful. And then he says that you were formerly a rishi and now have taken birth to serve the Supreme Lord's purpose. So he tells Arjun that you were that the Nar Narayan Rishi mein, you were Nara. You were Nara and Lord Krishna was Narayan. So he says, you were Rishi and now again you have taken a birth. You have come again in this life. Why? To serve the Supreme Lord's purpose. So Lord Shiva knows this. He says that you may not know, I am telling you, that you are here mainly to serve the Lord's purpose. And soon you will acquire the weapons with which you will be able to defeat your enemies. Jai Shishi Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki. So he says, you will acquire the weapons to defeat your enemies, even if they are celestials, even if they are very powerful, extraordinary living entities, you will be able to defeat them. And he says, now I shall bestow upon you my weapon. What is that weapon? The Pashupat Astra. So he says, I'll give you my irresistible weapon, the Pashupat weapon. And then he says, I will also now give you the eyes by which you can behold me in my original form. So he gives him, so at that moment, see, even to take darshan of Lord Shiva is not an ordinary thing, right? Lord Shiva is like expansion of Lord Vishnu only, just in a different form, that's all. So we should not feel, you know, sometimes we say Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, okay, he is the greatest Vaishnav. But we should understand who he is also, Lord Shiva. He's not an ordinary person. He is not a living entity like you and me. He's eternal. I mean, we are also eternal. But he is like, he is Vishnu Tattva. So to see Lord Shiva, also you need special vision. So he says, I will give you my darshan. And then in front of Arjuna, he sees Lord Shiva in his beautiful form, you know, with his jata, you know, and his beautiful transcendental face, and with the snake around his neck, you know, and with the trident in his hand, and he sees this transcendental form of Lord Shiva, and he, you know, pays obeisances, and Lord Shiva then gives him this Pashupat Astra, and he explains to him how it is to be used. He tells him that aise isko use karna hai, and he tells him that you will only use it against the celestials. Don't use it against human beings or it will cause complete destruction. Because this Pashupat Astra is the Astra that is used by Lord Shiva at the time of universal destruction. Because we say, you know, Lord Brahma creates, Lord Vishnu maintains, and Lord Shiva has the service of destroying everything. So for destruction he uses Pashupat Astra. So he says, don't use it for ordinary human beings, use it only for celestials if you are fighting. So he gives him this and then he leaves. Lord Shiva along with his whole toli, they all leave. So Arjun takes the blessings of Lord Shiva, Mother Parvati, and he leaves. And after Lord Shiva leaves, Arjuna in his heart, he starts feeling, you know, ecstatic. Why? Because first of all, he has been touched by Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva held his hand. Lord Shiva wrestled with him, very close, intimate. They were fighting, but still it was very intimate and close association. So he's feeling very amazed at that. And then he feels that I have this Pashupat Astra. He starts feeling invincible. He says that, you know, he knows that I can't use this Pashupat Astra on the Kurus. But just having it, having the blessings of Lord Shiva, and having his Pashupat Astra makes him feel invincible. He said that this war is as good as won now. We are going to, whenever this war happens, it's as good as won. And while he's thinking like this, what happens is all the demigods, all the devatas, one by one start manifesting in that place. It's a very amazing pastime. You know, you read this in the Mahabharata, just one after the other things are happening. You know, Arjuna is just receiving, receiving, receiving. So first he sees Varuna. You know, Varuna comes. Then he sees Kuvera. Kuvera comes. Then he sees Lord Yamraj. Yamraj is coming in his chariot. He sees Indradev and Sachi, his wife, coming on their grand elephant carrier, Airavat. So he sees all of them coming. And, you know, Yamraj first speaks to Arjun. And he says that, oh Arjun, he gives him his mace. He has a special mace. Yamraj. So he gives him that mace. He says, this is for you to fight. And Yamraj says that in the future, Arjun, you are going to be fighting this battle. And in this battle, you will be defeating all the Kurus. And there will be many Daityas also, many demons also who are going to be fighting against you. Right? You can use this weapon to defeat the Daityas also. It's a very powerful weapon. Then after that, Varuna gives him the Nagpash. Nagpash noose, which is used. This Nagpash was used by Indrajit to capture Shri Hanuman. He Hanuman ji ki jai. So it was used by him, and when he used Nagpash on Hanuman, Hanuman could have easily broken out of it. Unko koi taklif nahi tha. But out of respect for Nagpash hai, you know, Varun ji ka weapon hai, to usko I should respect it. And plus he wanted to see Ravan, so therefore he did not, you know, ye. So this Nagpash news he gives to Arjun. Then Kuvera gives him another weapon called Antardhanam. And he says, with this weapon, even Asuras who have great Mayavi Shakti, they will get baffled, they will become unconscious. So he gives him that. And then Indra, Indra tells him that I will send a chariot. And with that chariot, you can come to the heavenly planets. So after all these demigods have given him different weapons, and when they give him these weapons, they all disappear. Indra also disappears. And then Arjuna sees like a sun, another sun is rising. You know, tremendous effulgence he sees suddenly coming towards him. And he sees that the chariot of Indra, which is driven by Matali, Matali is the driver of Indra, that chariot is coming towards him. And when he sees that chariot is driven by many, many horses, and extremely effulgent, filled with all kinds of weapons. So in that chariot, which goes at the speed of mind, he reaches the Amaravati. Amaravati is the capital of Indradev. He reaches over there. And in Amaravati, when he comes there, so it is a beautiful description is given of the heavenly planets. I'll not go into it over here, but a very beautiful description, right? The Nandan Gardens, where you know the devatas and the apsaras are sporting, and you know, beautiful. He sees the Airavat. He says the Airavat has four tusks. Most elephants have two. Airavat has four, and it is so huge. He says that it appears like four peaks. You know, such a massive elephant, Airavat. So he's seeing all this, you know, in Amaravati. And in heavenly planet, he as a, in the self same body, as it is mentioned in this verse today, in the self same body, he reaches there. He reaches the heavenly planet. And in that planet, after he goes to the Sabha, the Sabhagra where Indra is holding his Sabha, you know, with. And Indra comes down from his throne. He welcomes him, holds him by the hand, embraces him lovingly. My son has come. Right? Jaisa koi bhi pita apne bete ko bahut samay ke baad dekhega, to kitne prem se usko welcome karega, right? So very lovingly he embraces him and he brings him to the top. Makes him sit next to him on the throne. You know, throne, baju mein unko bitate hai. And, you know, very lovingly he caresses his head. And very nice, takes care of him. And then after that, he's told to live in the palace of Indra. Now imagine, who is Arjuna? Human being, right? Human being while still alive gets to go to the heavenly planets, and he lives there for 5 years. Huh? 5 years he lives in the heavenly planets. That is how Mahabharata describes. So when he goes there, in the Indra's palace, he is taught the use of all the different celestial weapons that he has received. So Indra personally teaches him how to use these weapons. And he also teaches him how to use the Vajra. His own personal weapon, he gives him Vajra. And he says how to use it. And then after all this is over, he tells him ki, acha, aap ek kaam karo. Ye Chitrasen hai na, Gandharva, Chitrasen. Aap na, you go to him. And from him, you learn the art of singing and dancing also. So Arjuna is a little confused. Why should I learn singing? I am Kshatriya. He's a little confused, but he thinks that, if my father has told me something, kuch sochke hi bola hoga, right? And we should also have that faith, you know, if our parents tell us something, we should know that they are always our well-wisher. Parent, no matter what, till whatever, unless really very rare case, no matter how the parent may be, mostly the parent is always a well-wisher. Sometimes the advice that they give us, हमको वो पटता नहीं है, हमको वो एग्रीएबल नहीं लगता है, बट यू नो वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड द पेरेंट इज ऑलवेज अ वेल विशर एंड दे हैव दूरदृष्टि, यू नो लाइक पेरेंट समटाइम्स है ना, मैंने तुमसे ज्यादा दिवालियां देखी हैं, राइट? व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दैट? दैट मीन्स दे हैव सीन लाइफ मोर देन वी हैव, दे हैव एक्सपीरियंस लाइफ मोर देन वी हैव, दे नो दैट ये किया तो आगे जाके ये वो होगा, ऐसा नहीं किया तो आगे जाके ऐसा होगा. दे ऑलरेडी नो बिकॉज दे हैव सीन मोर लाइफ देन वी हैव. सो दे टेल अस यू डू दिस, वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू डू इट. दे टेलिंग अस डू इट बिकॉज आगे जाके ये अच्छा होगा. दे टेल अस डोंट डू दिस बिकॉज आगे जाके ये बुरा होगा. बट वी आर सो फूलिश दैट वी विल नहीं 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 I don't want to do all this. My father is saying, I will do exact opposite. My mother is saying this, I will do exact opposite. That is foolishness, you know. So anyway, so he says, okay. And he learns all the skills of the Gandharvas also from Chitrasen. So like this, you know, this whole beautiful story. And Arjuna is remembering these two incidents. Why? Because he's saying both these things that happened are not possible without the grace of Krishna. He's saying that how is it possible that a fig like me, you know, a mosquito like me, could have fought with Lord Shiva and pleased him? When you're fighting with somebody, how can they be pleased with you? It's not possible. It's only by the grace of Lord Krishna. Because Lord Shiva knows that I am devotee of Lord Krishna, therefore, Lord Shiva has very lovingly, you know, taken care of me. So Arjuna is remembering that. And also he's saying that how is it possible that in this human body, I was allowed to visit the heavenly planets and live there for so many years? He's not amazed just by the weapons. He's amazed that I was allowed to enter heavenly planets. How could I? Without the grace of the Lord, this also would not be possible, right? So very, very powerful 2 points Prabhupada makes in the purport. First, he says that the devotees of the Supreme Lord, you know, the devotees of Krishna, those who are Krishna devotees, they know how to respect the devatas also. Srila Prabhupada never trained us to, you know, yeah, you worship Lord Krishna, you do Ekala Ishvara Krishna, you only worship Krishna. But that doesn't mean that we, you know, disrespect the devatas. They are higher than you. They are higher than you. Usme koi shak nahi hona chahiye ki, hum bhakt hain to hum devatas ko, you know. No, they are also devotees like you. And they are much better devotees than you. They are much more empowered than you. Lot of the things that you are doing on a daily basis are because of them. Water is coming because of demigods. Rain is coming because of devatas. Food is coming because of devatas. Everything, your sense of hearing, eyes, everything is coming because of, you know, intervention of devatas. So we can't say that, devata log to matlab, Krishna ke bhakt hai. You should understand that they are the empowered servants of the Lord. Like how we worship, you know, how we worship the Supreme Lord. We may not worship them, but we don't disrespect. So, Prabhupada trained us like that, you know, we have to always respect the demigods. And Prabhupada makes a point here that the devotees of the Supreme Lord, they know how to respect the devatas. But, devotees of devatas sometimes foolishly think that Supreme Personality of Godhead and Devata is same. Koi farak nahi, sab ek hi hai. So, that is their foolishness. And then another very nice point he makes connected to this, Prabhupada says, that if one worships Krishna with sincerity, with our heart we worship Krishna, he says that all the, you know, he says that by pleasing the Supreme Lord Krishna, you know, we can achieve all favors. Like how Arjuna, by pleasing Lord Krishna, by being dedicated to Lord Krishna, he got everything. He got all the weapons, he got everything. Sab kuch mil gaya unko. Right? But he says that the devotees or worshippers of the devatas, they may achieve only partial benefit. And even the benefit that they get is temporary, because even the demigods whom they are worshipping, the devatas whom they are worshipping, they are also temporary. Right? So therefore, we have to understand that as devotees of the Lord, you know, we worship Krishna, actually everything is contained within that, you know. Like yesterday's verse, that you know, that verse where Durvas Muni, the connected verse with that is Yasmin Tushte Jagat Tushtam. You know this, that if the Lord Krishna is pleased or satisfied, the whole world is satisfied. You know, that is the verse in that connection. That if Lord Krishna is satisfied with that one grain that he ate, whole world will be satisfied. So Krishna is like the root of the tree. He's like the root of the tree. If we water the root of the tree, automatically the trunk, the branches, the leaves, the, you know, the fruits, flowers will all get their, you know, will get the water. So this is one important point. Another point, powerful point that Prabhupada makes, okay, and controversial point, but Prabhupada makes this point. He says that only persons who have only virtues, okay, those who have shown great virtue in their life, they have performed sacrifices, they have been giving charity, and they have undergone severe austerities. Performing sacrifices, giving charity, and undergoing severe austerities, right? Only such persons can be allowed to enter into the heavenly planets after the duration of life in this body. ऐसा नहीं है कि इतना आपने austerity किया, सब किया, तो इसी body में आप heavenly planet जाओगे. No, this body is not suited for heavenly planet. So you will have to necessarily give up this body. Then if you have done enough austerity, enough charity, enough, you know, tapasya you have done, then only after leaving this body you can go back to the heavenly planets. Otherwise it's not possible, right? So Arjuna was allowed to enter into the heavenly planets in the self same body. In this body itself he was allowed to enter into the heavenly planets simply by the grace of the Lord. You know, we hear that story of Trishanku, you know, who wanted to, King Trishanku, who wanted to enter into the heavenly planets in the same body. And whom did he approach? Vishwamitra. You know, Vishwamitra. And Vishwamitra, by his, you know, tapobal, he tried to push him into the heavenly planets, but the heavenly planets pushed him back. You know, like in the, even in this world, we have that, no? That I may have great money and great, you know, bank balance, but that doesn't enable me to just get into the, you know, United States of America. I can't go to USA just because I have a lot of money. They say, nahi, sorry. Tumhara 3 saal ke baad visa aayega, tab tak baithe raho. Right? So, unless we have qualification, we can't go. Even in the material world, it's not very difficult to understand. Even in the material world, in the world that we all live in, it is very difficult to go to any place unless you are qualified. Right? So some qualification is needed. The qualification is not there, you can't go to those places. In the same way, Prabhupada is saying that simply by mechanical means, it is not possible to go to the higher planetary system. Right? That, you know, people who are saying they have gone to the moon, they are going to Mars, this, that, another. Prabhupada is saying it's not possible. By mechanical means you can't go unless you have this. You know, the words that Prabhupada uses, they don't have sufficient sacrifice, sufficient charity, sufficient, you know, credits of sacrifice, charity and tapasya. You don't have. You can't go. And finally, the, you know, one of the main themes of this chapter, right, and I'll end with this, which is this theme of viraha bhav that Arjuna is facing, right? That Arjuna, previous chapter se shuru hua, it is continuing in this chapter. This lamentation that the Pandavas are feeling that Krishna has left, right? And we see in many chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, various places, we see Uddhava lamenting that Krishna has gone. We see Kunti Maharani lamenting that Krishna is now leaving us and we don't know when we'll see him again. We see so many devotees lamenting in Srimad Bhagavatam that the Lord has left. You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he leaves, you know, all his followers are devastated. Right? So sometimes we wonder, ki kya hai? What is this, you know, viraha bhav? What is this feeling of separation? Gopis are talking about it, that Krishna has gone and he's not coming back. So what is this viraha bhav, right? Why we don't understand it? We feel sometimes when we read, you know, I speak for myself, I don't speak for you, all of your wonderful devotees. I speak for myself. When I read some of these chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, I'm wondering what's the big deal? क्या इतना ये लोग लैमेंट कर, ठीक है भगवान चले गए चले गए चले गए, तो इतना क्यों, इतना सब भाई, सो मेनी पेजेस आफ्टर पेजेस इन श्रीमद भागवत में इट इज मेंशन दैट लॉर्ड हैज लेफ्ट, लॉर्ड हैज लेफ्ट एंड यू नो दे आर लैमेंटिंग लाइक दिस. सो आई वाज जस्ट थिंकिंग अबाउट इट, द रीजन व्हाई वी डोंट फील एनीथिंग, वी हैव नो लव. We have no love for Krishna, not at all, not a drop of love we have in our heart. Therefore, we are not able to appreciate the sentiments of devotees who are in this viraha bhav. हमें वो समझ, हमारे वो पल्ले ही नहीं पड़ता, ऊपर से चला जाता, हमको वो sentiment ही नहीं है, right? But and we feel like it is no big deal. We feel it's no big deal. But for the pure devotees of Krishna, of the Lord, it is like complete devastation. So let me give an example so that we can understand, right? Now imagine all of you must be having some form of, you know, savings, bank balance, many of you may be having. And we put that bank balance, whatever we have, in different instruments, right? Someone puts in fixed deposit, someone puts in shares, someone puts in whatever, alag alag, right? Whatever you invest in, mutual funds and so on. Now you imagine if you take all the money that you have and you put it into some bank. Jaisa abhi recently hua, Punjab and Sindh, kya? No. Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank. You put all your life savings, retire हो गया, जो भी pension, pension, सब कुछ उसी में डाल दिया, वो bank में डाल दिया. All the money that you had, okay? You don't have any money in any other bank. Why you put there? Because they are giving best interest rate. They are giving 8% FD rate, whereas everyone else is giving 6%. So आपने सोचा चलो सब इधर ही डाल देते हैं यार, अच्छा है इधर तो interest मिलेगा. And वो bank ही डूब गया. What will you feel? Devastated. क्या करूं क्या, एंड देन वी स्टार्ट रनिंग पिलर टू पोस्ट, अरे कुछ करो कुछ करो, वी स्टार्ट गोइंग ऑन सोशल मीडिया, वी स्टार्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट इट, बिकॉज वी आर डेस्परेट टू गेट आवर मनी बैक एंड देर इज नो होप ऑफ गेटिंग इट बैक, कोई उम्मीद ही नहीं है. तो आप कितने डेस्परेट होंगे, कितना आपको दर्द होगा, हाउ मच पेन यू विल फील इफ ऑल योर यू नो thousands, lakhs, crores, billions that you invested in one share, if it's all gone in one day, you know, how devastated you will feel. That is the feeling that these devotees are feeling. Why? Like we are giving example, because humko sirf yahi samajh mein aata hai, paise ki baat hai to hum log ekdam clearly, ekdam wo ekdam concept ekdam baith gaya dimag, ha barabar hai, सब चला गया तो हम एकदम खत्म हो जाएंगे. इन द सेम वे दीज डिवोटीज हैव इन्वेस्टेड एवरीथिंग, 100% ऑफ देयर लाइफ दे हैव इन्वेस्टेड इन कृष्णा, 100%. उन्होंने कुछ छोड़ा ही नहीं है, कहीं और उन्हें कोई धागा भी रखा नहीं है कि चलो थोड़ा एक यू नो एक सब शेयर में डाल दिया, थोड़ा सा पैसा ये एक FD में जस्ट फॉर सेफ्टी रखते हैं, नहीं, सब इसी में. They have invested everything into Krishna. And their attachment is so terrible attachment. They are so terribly attached to Krishna that when, to the point that they are so attached to Krishna, they are so invested in Him, that to the point that nobody else and nothing else means anything to them. Unko aur koi cheez ka koi maayne nahi hai, koi value nahi hai unke liye. They will do the needful, they will do their duty in the material world. But their heart, their mind is fully surrendered to only Krishna. These are the pure devotees, right? And because they are so attached to Krishna, they are so terribly attached to Him, they don't see anything else. In that situation when Krishna leaves, it's gone. And they are still there, right? You know, Uddhava, when Uddhava meets Krishna at Prabhashetra, and when Krishna tells him that now I am going to leave very soon, all the Yadus are dead, all dead and gone, and now I am going to leave very soon. So Uddhava says, Prabhu, mujhe bhi leke chalo. I don't want to be here now. He cannot tolerate the separation. And Krishna tells him, no. You go to Badrika Ashram, you do austerities there, you go to this thing, there you will meet so and so. He gives him full instructions, you know. And Uddhava is devastated that how will I stay alive, my Lord, if you are not there? But Lord says, no, you go. And he goes, right? So this, that pain that they feel, you know, it's like someone who is like a multi-billionaire, you know, who is like Arabpati, suddenly becomes, you know, beggar, becomes like an orphan. This is the situation that the Pandavas are going through. They were like Arabpati, where Krishna was literally there at their beck and call, like in the previous verse. Draupadi is in anxiety, she thinks of Krishna and Krishna, hajir, immediate. I mean, what kind of love he must be having for the Pandavas, that he is thinking already they have gone through so much anxiety, abhi ye Durvas Muni aa gaya aur takleef dene ke liye. So immediately he manifests, he'll just come there, he just goes there and he sorts the problem. That much intensity of love Krishna has for the Pandavas, that much love and association is given them. Now he has gone. That is that feeling of devastation, that feeling of viraha, that feeling of separation that the Pandavas and the pure devotees experience when Krishna leaves. So what is the lesson for us? The lesson for us is the goal of our life also. See, we are so fortunate. We are so fortunate. हम लोग को अपना fortune का कोई अंदाजा नहीं है कि हम लोग कितना fortunate है. The fact that we are sitting here in Shishiradha Gopinath temple taking darshan of their lordships among so many wonderful Vaishnavas, beautiful temple hall, AC में एकदम चकाचक, नीचे अभी खिचड़ी भी है. You know, everything is just so wonderful. And we are getting to hear all Krishna Katha and everything. We are so fortunate, right? ये fortune हमको जो मिला है, we should never lose it. The goal of our human life has to be gradually develop this same kind of investment. Investment in Krishna consciousness. Today we are, हम लोग क्या कर रहे हैं? You know, like there was a man जो bank में गया और उसने bank में 1000 रुपए डाले FD में. और एक साल के बाद वो FD मैच्योर हो गया तो बैंक से कॉल आ गया, भाई साहब आपका FD मैच्योर हो गया, आप आओ. तो आया तो उसको 700 रुपये दे दिया.
700 रुपया? 700 रुपये से क्या होता है बॉस?
हाँ, नहीं 700 नहीं, 70 रुपया दिया. 1000 रुपया डाला था तो उसको 70 रुपया दिया, 70 रुपीज.
70 रुपीज में यहाँ आने जाने का रिक्शा का भाड़ा नहीं निकला, व्हाट इज दिस 70 रुपीज?
तो बैंकर ने उसको बोला, भाई साहब आपने डाले 1000 रुपए थे तो 1000 रुपए का 7% इंटरेस्ट कम्स टू 70 रुपीज, आप डालो ना 1 करोड़ तो फिर आपको भी 7 लाख इंटरेस्ट मिलेगा. आप खाली 1000 डालोगे और आप सोच रहे हो कि मेरे को कुछ इंटरेस्ट मिल ही नहीं रहा है. सेम वे वी आर नॉट इन्वेस्टिंग इन आर कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस सफिशियंटली. इन्वेस्ट व्हेन वी gradually increase our investment in Krishna consciousness to come to that point where at some point we are completely dependent on Krishna. Like wo share mein paisa dala aur pray karo ki wo share abhi upar jaye, wo company ka performance bahut acha hona chahiye, roz bhagwan ko ek, you know, bhagwan ye company acha jana chahiye. Same way if we invest in Krishna, invest our life's energy more and more in Krishna, more and more proportion of our time in Krishna consciousness, we can also finally, by the end of our life, come to that point of complete dependence and complete sharanagati to Krishna. That is what Krishna is saying finally. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma sucha. Do not fear. So with that confidence, without any fear, if we also invest like the Pandavas, we invest like these pure devotees in Krishna consciousness, our life will also be perfect and complete. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की जय.
Hare Krishna. As you are all aware, and we have informed through the counselor and the mentor, that this year we will be celebrating our drama festival on 13th and 14th of January. And today is the day we would be accepting the application along with money for allocating the tickets in future. Thank you very much. The table for accepting the application and also the money is downstairs, just in the courtyard. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare.